Hi there, it's Dan here from Flexible and welcome to day three of the Prince Charming Challenge. I was going to be doing this with Graham, but unfortunately his jumper was giving me a headache. I don't know about his dress sense and his jumper that he's got on today.
Yep.
All right. And that means that I've passed it over to him now and he's going to do it on Loom for us. But today's video really is about connecting the engine to ChatGPT and OpenAI, all right? And to do that, we use a tool called Zapier. We've got the engine high level here. We've got Zapier in the middle, and then we've got the OpenAI ChatGPT account over here. And we tie them all together with that glue, which is Zapier. Don't worry, it's going to be step by step as well. If you are not a tech person, just like me, then it's designed in a way where you can follow this pretty easily. And also, if you do get stuck, there is our group, the AAA Ninjas, the AI Automation Agency Ninjas, over at the school community, which I really hope you come and join and say hello so we can help you out. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to pass you over to Graham. Good luck, and I'll speak to you at the end.
Hey, guys, and welcome to the build of the Sleeping Beauty Android. So in the previous video, we got it all ready. So we ran through all of high level, and we set up the custom values and all that kind of stuff. Today we're going to be doing the glue, which is basically Zapier, which connects ChatGPT and high level. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into it and let's show you how to do it. So firstly we're going to need to go into your Zapier account. So you need to go and create an account at zapier.com. Once you create an account, you'll come into this section here, which should be the Zap section. This will be completely blank for you, but then you want to build a Zap, which basically you just want to press create, new Zap, and then it will come up with this. It'll have a trigger and an action. Now the trigger, you're going to want it to be a webhook. So we want to just type in webhook, make sure we get the latest version, which is this one. And then when you get that, we're going to go over to the right-hand side, which is where we can build this webhook now. What we want to do is we want to select the catch hook option, this one here. Press continue, and then leave this empty. Just press continue again. Now what we want to go and get here is our catch hook, which is this is the catch hook here, this URL. So we want to press copy, and we want to go back to high level, going to settings. We want to go to custom values. We want to go and find the custom underscore values dot webhook underscore ChatGPT 3 SB. So press the three dots there and press edit custom value. In the value section, you want to paste in that webhook and press update. And once that's updated, then what we need to go and do is we need to go and send data to this webhook. Now to do this, we want to go back. We want to go to automation. I just want to show you, so it's this test webhook here, yeah. So in this section, we've got, so you add content to this webhook. Sorry, this workflow. It will add in the last message that they received and the lead response. This is used inside your prompt, which I'm going to go on to in just a sec. And then it sends it to that webhook, which is what we've just added into the custom values. Okay. So now what we want to go and do, we want to go back to contacts. And I'm just going to delete out all of these. There we go. And I'm going to add myself in. Oh, got caps lock on. So you want to add your first name and add in an email address. I always do something like plus something at the end of my email address, just because I've used this so many times. And it's important to always have a fresh email when testing, because ChatGPT remembers based off of the email. So say you use the same email over and over again to test, what's going to happen is that ChatGPT remembers your conversation and it's not going to be a proper message flow that a lead will see. So just get into the habit of always putting a plus and in a random bunch of letters and numbers after the plus and before the at. Okay. we'll come on more into that, because after I've shown you how to do this app, we're going to come on to testing and how we can test it and make sure it's all working. But this is what we want to do at the moment. You want to put in your mobile number, and then you want to go down and press save. So first name, last name, email and phone, you want to just create a contact with that. Then what we want to go and do is we want to go and scroll all the way down in this area here, where we want to go to automation. And then what we want to do is we want to press add. We want to go and find the test webhook and press add. Okay, so once you've done that, that will send this contact to that catch hook, and we're going to catch the data inside this SAP. And this is how the Android is powered. So when we press test trigger now here, it should bring up that lead that we've just sent through. So as you can see, we've got that. We've got everything here. So it's vital to update your custom values from the day two training, because obviously the last message sends through a custom value, which is the first outgoing SMS. This is what's in my, what's it called? My values. So you want to check this out and just make sure that's working. So it's not got this in here. So I'm just going to go back and just double check my custom values. And let's just have a look. That should be in there. All right, we'll leave that for the time being. And we'll come back to that after we've built this out. So then you want to press continue. And now what we want to go and find is ChatGPT, okay? Which is here. Now, the event we want to go and choose is conversation, because we're having a conversation with the lead. Then we want to choose an account. Now, I've got a few accounts in here. You may want to create a new one. So I'm going to show you how to connect a new account. So it will come up and it will ask you for an API key and an organization ID, okay? So you want to go across. If you haven't already, you want to open up an account with OpenAI. You want to log in. Let me just do this. Now, when that opens up, it will open up OpenAI. And now what you want to do is you want to go across to this left-hand bar and you want to go find API keys. You want to go and create a new API key. So I'm just going to call this sleepy. Now, what's a good practice is every client you onboard, you give them a different API key. That way, it's so easy to track how much each client is costing you in API credits. That's a fun. So you could go and do this for each client. And I want to copy this API key. And we want to go back to, so many tabs open. This thing here. We want to paste in the API key here. And then what we want to go and do is we want to go find the organization ID. We go and find that in settings, and it should be here, organization ID. So we want to copy that. We want to go back into this page here and press paste and press yes, continue to ChatGPT. Then we want to go back to the Zap. And then we want to press change. And it's this one I've just added in now. So I'm going to change that name. So you want to click on the three dots, press edit connection name. And then if you're doing this per client, just change this to whatever you've named it, or the client's name. In this demo, it's just a Sleeping Beauty demo, but if it was a client's name, I'd call it Solar Fast, Solar Limited, that kind of thing. Press OK, and then I can go and press continue. So now we want to set up the prompt. This is what we call, this is what we mean when we say prompt, which is basically the instructions for the bot, which are here. But first, we want to build this out. So in Zapier, we want to send them the message that the lead has sent, so that ChatGPT knows what they're responding to. Now in here, you want to just go and search lead, and it should be under lead response, which looks like this. Okay. So that's that. The model that we're using currently, and this can often change. I do check in the AAA Ninjas as to what model we're using. GPT 3.5 Turbo is extremely cheap. GPT 4 Turbo is a bit more expensive, but I cannot tell you how much better the responses are when using GPT 4 Turbo Preview. So this is the model we are using currently in all of our business. We don't use 3.5 at all. So it's only a little bit more expensive, so I would personally use this one. The memory key is always the email. Now, see what I mean. So this is the memory key. If I just constantly use graham@flexdigital.com to test constantly, the bot would remember every single conversation I've had, and therefore it wouldn't follow the normal message flow that it should. So always add on the little plus and then a random string of numbers and letters whenever you're testing. And that will ensure that doesn't happen and that you have a fresh test every time you do it. Okay, going to leave image empty. Username, that's the lead name. So we're going to do the first name, which is Graham. And the assistant name, just call it whatever you're calling your assistant. So ours is called Sarah. And then the assistant instructions. So I'll come on to that in a sec. Let's move these max tokens up to 500. And we'll leave the temperature in top P as 1.0 and 1.0. Okay. Now we want to get the prompt ready. So I've got a prompt document here. I'm going to drop this underneath the video for you to have. So here you're going to have an example prompt template where you can where it shows you what to kind of amend. And below, I've also given you our solar example prompt, which basically has it all correctly done. For you. So for example, up here, insert niche for a solar client, it would be for solar services. All of the rest stays the same. Then when you see any yellow, this will need to be changed. So for us, it'd be the UK item, the UK dialect. For you, it'd be, for anyone in the US, it'd be US, etc., etc. What they sell, so for example, your training, so we'll put spin selling, which is this type of selling technique, which just helps the bot in their responses. And then we'd put in solar panels. First message, that's dynamic in Zapier, so I'll show you how to add that in a sec. Then we're going to go on a client's product, so you put in solar panels. Then you'd put in one niche specific question. We find when doing a DBR, this helps just to ask the most pertinent criteria that a client has. Because don't forget, they've already come into the client's database. So they must, so say they're coming in through Facebook lead ads or Google ads or something like that. They may have gone through a quiz already. They've already been qualified out. You're just trying to get them to respond and to book in for a call. So we find one or two questions here is the perfect mix. You don't really want to go too much over that, because you can lose people in the conversation. And just to show you an example, so here we get a rough average of their monthly utility bills, which is quite important for solar clients. Once I tell you that, then you can go on and tell them we can help them beat any market price. You can amend this as you wish. And basically we're trying to make them do a callback. In this example, we're using a calendar link that you can use it in high level. There are other ways you can do it. But just for the purpose of this training, we're doing it like this because this is the easiest to do for kind of the tech noobs or people who haven't really been, you know, using tech for that long, because a lot of people, this will be brand new to. So it is a bit of a learning curve. In the Roya program, which is our pay program, we do show people loads of other ways on how they can send across leads to clients and how they can deliver for clients, just so you're aware. And then obviously you just want to change the other little bits and bobs that are yellow. So for the time being, I'm gonna just copy and paste in our prompt example, which is here. So this has everything filled in. I'm just gonna copy that in. Paste it in. So I just want to make sure everything's okay. So the services, yep, that's correct. UK item, British dialect, perfect. So here we want to change this. And to do this, we want to just X or just backspace that. scroll down, and then in here you want to type in last, and it should be in last message, okay? There we go, so it will come in last message. It says if there are a response to the first, so basically this is showing like if it's if they respond positively, they get this message. Thank goodness my calendar just pinged me to ask. If they respond negatively to the first message, then they want to respond exactly like this. Sorry about that, just to confirm. Then there's the first question, and it carries on. This is very important that you pop this calendar link in, and I'll show you where to change this in just a sec. So remember this. And that looks all good to me. So I would personally would be amending the prompt. So I would firstly go up to file, make a copy of this document, make a copy of the document, rename it to whatever you want to name it to. Then I would go through and amend the prompt inside the Google Doc, get it perfect. I would then take it across to the Playground, which is here in OpenAI. And you can go and create a new assistant. Where is it? You can call it whatever you're going to call it, and then you want to just paste in your instructions here. And this is where you want to test first. So make sure it's on GPT-4 Turbo Preview. That's all good. So I'm just going to put in yes, because if we look here, the first message they got sent was, hi, it's Sarah from X, Y, and Z. Is this the same Graham that got solar panels a couple of months ago? So I'm going to pop in yes. And then this is where you want to battle test your prompt first. Don't test it inside high level, battle test it here. Now, Dan's gone through this with you just now in day two. So you should already know how to do this. But this is where you want to basically battle test your prompts. So constantly testing your prompt in here like this, basically. Okay. So once you've done that, you can then pop it into Zapier and you're happy with the outputs that you're being shown in the Playground. Press continue. Then you want to press test step. And once that's been done, you can go see what the test was. So thank goodness my calendar just pinged. Perfect. So then we want to go and add a new step, and it's called lead connector. This is what high levels are called in Zapier. It's called lead connector. So then what we want to go and do is we want to go and add and update a contact. Press continue. Now I want to choose an account. Now to do this, we need to press choose. We need to go to connect a new account. It's going to come up with this again, this little page. And then it's going to require an API key. So I'm just going to exit out this for the time being. I'm going to go across to high level. I'm going to go in, we're still in settings right now. I'm going to go to business profile. And then I'm going to go down here where it says API key. I'm going to press the little clipboard, which is going to copy it to clipboard. I'm going to go back across to Zapier. I'm going to press choose. I'm going to press connect a new account. And then I'm going to paste it in, press yes, continue. And this is extremely important. I see a lot of people not doing this, but this is important. Rename. This is going to help you so much when you start getting on more clients or you're using more sub accounts, because otherwise you're going to have not a clue where everything is. And I would always name it the name of the sub account. So I'm going to call it that. Press OK. That's changed now, so that's perfect. Press continue. And then I'm going to want to put in the email from the webhook here. Then I'm going to scroll down. I'm going to mark lead as false, because this isn't a new lead. We're just updating a lead with the ChatGPT response. And then we're going to go and find ChatGPT, the custom field ChatGPT. And in here, I'm going to go to conversation in ChatGPT. I'm going to scroll down to the bottom. You're going to want to find the one that says reply, which is thank goodness. So as soon as this Zap drops this in, in the automation, in high level automation, it will then go on and send it to the client or the lead and wait for their response again. And then it will all happen again. So that every single time the lead responds to the AI, it's going to be added into this Zap. We're going to update the ChatGPT field, and it's going to get sent out again to the lead. And this will happen over and over and over again without breaking. Okay, so that is everything. So I'm going to press continue. And I'm going to press test the step just to make sure that works. And it does. And then we want to go and just press publish. Okay. So that should be the bot built in Zapier. This is very, very basic. If I could just add in one more thing as well. I'm going to press add the step. And where is it? There we go. I'm going to do path. This will help you if you start building stuff out at a later date. I'm going to delete path B for the time being. Oh, suddenly got a bit slow and laggy. So I'm going to delete that. I'm going to go into path A. I'm going to rename this just to show you this is a cool way that you can update this. Contains calendar. Okay. Rules and testing. So you want to go to conversation in ChatGPT, scroll down to reply, and then you want to go see if it contains, and then you want to just do the thing I mentioned earlier, your calendar link. So, so basically what you want to do is you want to go add in your calendar link there. Obviously, this is a placeholder. You don't want to put this in. You want to change it to your actual calendar link that you're going to be sending out. So what this does, it just looks to see if that calendar link has been sent out. If it has been, it will follow down this path. If it hasn't, this automation will just stop, which is what we want. So we want to continue on this one, and just in lead connector, we're going to just pop in an event, add update contact. We're already connected to our account here. Press continue, and then we want to just add in the email again, just so it updates the correct record. And we want to scroll down, and where it says should be wants to schedule. Bear with me. Where is it? Always miss it. There it is. We're just going to pop in yes, and then there's a require field. Oh, there it is. We always have to mark this as false. Cool. Press continue, and I'm going to test a step. Okay. So this path is optional. You don't have to add this in. The bot will work with just these three in. But if you do come into Roya, we do use paths down here because we have a lot of cool stuff that goes on. You know, taking them out of automations, adding them to automations, all this kind of stuff. So I just want to just get you ready, just in case you do come into Roya, and then you've already got kind of an understanding of how this path system works. It's just a filter system. If ChatGPT responds with your calendar link, this is going to know that it's ready, that someone has qualified, basically, and has intimated that they want the calendar link to schedule. So this is just showing you like a small piece of what we can do after the bot's done its job, basically. So I'm going to go and hit publish on that. And that should be good. I'm going to X out of this. I'm going to X out of this now. So now what we're going to go and do is we're going to go and test and troubleshoot. So this is going to hopefully help you guys if, say, something does go wrong, something's not working. So the way I would do it, I would go back. I would go to contacts. So I've already got my contact up. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go in and just type a random bunch of more numbers in there to make this a different test. I'm going to go press the save button. Then I'm going to go into automations. I'm going to go up to the ChatGPT-3 section. I'm going to take out lead response. I'm going to take out ChatGPT. I'm going to take out this last message. And that should all be good. Then I'm going to check the automations. Now, they shouldn't be in any automations, and it looks like they're not, so that's good. I'm then going to add myself to the main conversation, which is GPT conversation start. I'm going to add it in here. And then I've got my phone here, so I'm going to respond when it comes through. Okay. So we've got this through. Now, the first issue that I've got is this is not showing up, which is, hi, it's Sarah. Sarah from, oh, 1 second. Okay, let's have a look then. Right, so we're going to want to go to custom values again. And we want to go have a look at this. So obviously this isn't putting through. This section here isn't putting through. So this is a good little troubleshooting exercise that we can go through. Okay. So it should be Android name up here. That looks like it should be good. So I'm just going to go in and edit this custom value again. Okay. And we're going to take up the space off of these. Update. And then what I'm going to go and also do, just going to go in, edit custom value, make that Sarah. Again, just take off the H and add on the H last letter, just so it can update that. And then I'm going to go back to my contact and see if that happens again. Now, to do this again, we're going to want to just X out of this active automation, like so. Then we want to go and add them back in. So GPT conversation start. Now let's have a look. Now you can see we've got added to the opportunity. So this is what happens when you upload your lead list. They're all going to go into this section here. If you click on these three dots, it will allow you to go into the workflow and see the execution log, which is going to be important when troubleshooting. So let's see. Okay, so I've got another message and it's not coming through. So for some reason that this custom value is not working. So what I'm going to go and do is I'm now going to go back to custom values. I'm going to go to this first SMS and I'm just going to hard code it in. So I'm just going to write in, hi, it's Sarah. Now, you may ask why we just didn't do it in the first place. We would normally, but this just helps it for training purposes, so you don't have to like go in and amend so much stuff. But we will add that in there and we'll hard code that in. And if you're having the same issue when you're doing it, do the same thing. So what I'm going to go and do now is I'm just going to add in a few more letters into my name. Oh, sorry, my email. I'm going to X myself out of this workflow. And I'm going to go and refresh the contacts. Sometimes it just helps to speed things along. And then when it comes back up, I'm going to scroll all the way down to automation again. I'm going to press add. I'm going to press GPT. And I'm going to press add again. Cool. So now it's saying, hi, it's Sarah from Solar Limited. Is that the same Graham who wanted help with their solar panels a few months ago? Okay, so let me just go onto my phone. Cool, so I've got that, and I'm going to type in yes. Now, we're just making sure that it all works and it all flows correctly now, okay? So ideally, we're going to see the thank goodness message after this. Then I'm going to respond positively again, and then hopefully we're going to see the niche-specific message. And then so on and so forth until it drops the link. And we can show you how it kind of works. So as you can see, now they've been moved, we've replied, and we've now been moved from the message sent, no response, to the lead responded. And that's the next stage in the pipeline. If I just open this in a new tab, you'll be able to kind of like get the gist of it. This is where you can really look to see how well your campaign is performing. So I started in message sent, and as I've replied, I've been moved into the lead responded. Okay. So let's get back. So thank goodness my calendar just pinged me, but I didn't want to disturb you. Are you still looking for help? Yes, please. Never heard back from you. Cool. Just try and throw a little curveball in there. See if that affects anything. Let's see. Okay, so I've got a message that says, apologies for that mix-up. Glad we're chatting now. Just a quick one to start. Could you let me know how much you're roughly spending on your monthly utility bills? This will help us see how much you could save with solar. Okay, so I think that's a really good response. I'm going to pop in too much, £100 a month. Cool, so I've responded. And you'll see that pop up soon. Hello, was a little bit slow today for some reason. Now I'll wait for the message to come through. Bear with. Okay, so that's come through quite quickly. So it says, blimey, that's a UK kind of slang. If you don't want that coming through, then you can amend that in the prompt where it says, like, you know, UK dialect, British idiom or whatever. Blimey, £500 is quite steep. Sounds like you could really benefit from the savings solar panels could offer. We're keen to help you cut those costs and will beat any market price. Fancy a call back to explore how we can help you save. So I'm going to be like, yeah, that'd be great. Cool. So I've sent that back. So just to show you, we're still in the lead responded. When ChatGPT responds back with the calendar link, that's when we should move to lead qualified, and that's when we should go into this automation. Oh, 1 second. Didn't want to leave that. We should go into this calendar link sent automation, and you want to make sure that kind of it works correctly. Let me just go into here. Sleeping Beauty Android, calendar link sent. Now, what you are going to need to go and do, so this is going to come every time ChatGPT changes, this workflow is triggered, and it checks do they qualify. Now what they're looking for is your calendar link. So again, you're going to want to go in and add your own calendar link in here, and once they do have the calendar link, they're going to get added into this branch here. So it's going to constantly come through. They're going to keep on going down the none route as they're chatting. As soon as ChatGPT has that calendar link in it, they're going to go down the yes route. They're going to get added the tag schedule. They're going to update the field wants to schedule, just in case you haven't added that into your Zap. If you have added it into your Zap, which we have done, you don't necessarily need this part. And you want to create an update opportunity, which is the lead qualified. And then lead qualified notification to you. So basically, you're going to want to go in here. You're going to want to go to like your name. So you want to do like, I would do Graham Connolly. I would do, my from is Graham at Flex Digital. And then you're going to want to send it to yourself as well. So I do Graham at Flex Digital. Then you've got the subject, which is lead qualified. This is just sending you through notifications. You can see when leads are qualified. And what you may want to go and do is, like, at a certain point of the day, you may want to go in there, go through your lead qualifieds. They've obviously been dropped the link, but they may not have booked in yet. So you may want to just chase them manually, being like, you know, here's the calendar you're going to book in. Try and juice a little bit more out of these qualified leads. We've just added that in there for you just to kind of help with your kind of client delivery and maximizing the leads that you'll send over to your client. This calendar link, you can click it, it'll take you to the contact page basically. So that's that. If we go back, so that's now moved to lead qualifier. So this is how the pipeline works. So you start, your message sent, no response. You get moved to lead responded after you've after they've replied. They'll have a chat. As soon as the link is dropped, they get done it to lead qualified. Now, as you can see in here, the opportunity's all done. We've also got the AI conversation. This is basically keeping track of all the conversations that have been had. If I just refresh the page, it will have the whole chat with it. So that allows you to be able to send it over to a client. We've also got it in the notes section as well. So if you look in the notes section, it will have all the messages. So this is from the AI Graham. So you've got that all automatically set up for you. So you've got a good diary or history of what's been spoken about. As you can see down here, it's very long. It's got all the responses in. So that's all worked perfectly. So what I'm going to go and do now is show you what happens when they book in. Bear with me. So we're going to want to just open up the calendar. So we've got to, if we're going to go to calendars, go to calendar settings. So we want to just go and grab this link here. So share, grab permanent link. So for example, say they've been sent this link. You're going to come into this appointment calendar. I'm going to make an appointment here. Select. Let's do... this one here. That's all good. I'm going to schedule the meeting. Now, what should happen now, if we go back here, we should have been added to another automation, which should be an appointment workflows, appointment book. So we have been added, I believe. Now, what this one does is it adds a tag, appointment booked. There's an internal notification. Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go in and change this to yourself, Graham Connolly. And then you want to go, your from email is Graham at Flex. But then in the custom email, you just want to send your client an email. So just be like, listen, new appointment, make sure that they get the email as well. It's going to be being added into their calendar as well if you're using the link. Once you've set that up, so they're going to get that as well. It just means that they're definitely not going to miss it. So you just want to be like, hey, new appointment booked. It's got all of the stuff there for you that they need. Appointment date, start time, name, email, phone. That's all done for you. You don't have to change any of this. You just need to change your from name, from email, and to custom email, which is basically whatever your client's email is going to be. Okay, now we go back and we go back into our lead. Now that should have been moved to sent to client. Let's just have a look that that's happened. You may need to refresh this. Just making sure this is all about making sure everything works. Okay. So because I use a different email, obviously I use Graham at Flex Digital rather than Graham plus da da da, da, da at Flex Digital. So you've got two leads in there. That wouldn't normally happen, I don't believe, because you know people aren't going to be using those weird emails. So that should go straight across once they've booked in an appointment. But as you can see, that's moved to there. So that looks like it's all working. In your prompt, as you can see, this is quite long. So you are going to want to probably put it into a short link. Just to show you how to do that, we use short.io. I believe it's free. You want to log in and then you can add your domain in there. So for example, so your subdomain. So we've got a link.flexible.com subdomain in there. So as you can see, this is where all our links are housed. And you can, I don't know if I can add a domain. I think I've got too many. So you can add my own domain. So you want to enter your own domain. So say I was doing link.flexible.com. This is an empty short domain. Okay. Let's do this. Slug. So I'm at my account limit anyway, but what you're going to want to go and do is you just want to follow the instructions. You want to add your domain. What's going to happen is that they are going to ask you to put some DNS records onto your domain. So you can either do that at GoDaddy, Cloudflare, wherever your domain is housed. Ours is on Cloudflare. Just log in here. If we go to one of our websites, let's say Paper Ninjas, in Cloudflare, it's housed under DNS. And here, this is where you can add the record. So it will ask you to do either a CNAME or an ANAME. And what you'll do is you'd like type in slug there. The target, they give you whatever you need to copy and paste into here. I wouldn't do it proxy, just do DNS only. And once you've set that up, then you can create short links based off of your own domain, which looks more professional. You can even get a short link from your client if you so wish, or you could use other short links, but sometimes the SMS providers don't really like it. And also ChatGPT may change the link as well. So short.io is the best one. If it's not an issue, you can just use this naked link. It's not that much of an issue, but sometimes it can be a bit long. But that's the only thing. And then you can just go add that back into the prompt here. So you want to edit the draft. Edit existing draft. And then you want to go down here and you want to just edit it there. And remember, whenever you edit it here, you're going to want to edit it in this path rules as well. If you've got it, you don't need this, by the way. You don't need this. This is done in the, automation as well. It's just to show you what it can do. And then you're going to want to change it in this automation here, which is automation, Sleeping Beauty, and the calendar link sent. And you want to change it here whenever you change your calendar link. But yeah, so that's a fully working bot. It's the pipelines are all working, which is something that's important that you want to check. The texts are working, the texts are coming through and they're being received. The workflows are working, they're going through and responding correctly. They're responding correctly based on your prompt. This is all things you want to double check that's working. And they're sending the calendar link. If we wanted to do another, test, what I personally would do is, just to make it safe, I would just go and delete this contact, and then I would go and add myself in again like this, with a completely different, so I'll just do this like that, and it'll be a completely fresh test again. You can use the same phone number, like so, press save, and then you can go test again. So that's it for today, guys. That's how you connect up High Level and ChatGPT. As you can see, it's quite simple. Final little thing just to show you, when you do get your CSV file, you want to make sure it's in your downloads, and what you want to go and do is you want to go to import contacts. And what you'll do is you'll upload a file and you want to map the columns to the fields in High Level. And then all you do, once they've come in, so you've got all your contacts here, you want to go and select all. And I've only got four here, but if there should be about 10, and it will say select all 1,000 records here in like a little blue link. Click there. And then what you want to go and do is you want to just go and add to campaign and workflow. Like so. Press OK to proceed. Add them to GPT conversation start, and then just be like, run one. Because what we'd recommend doing, say you get a list of 1,000 from someone, or 3,000, 4,000, whatever, we'd start with a test of maybe like 100 of kind of like the best qualified ones, or just 100 of the list, and then double check the conversations as they're going through live. and make sure that the like the Android's working in the correct way, because most of the effort's going to be at the start. Once you've done 100 conversations with the Android, you can see how it's working with different messages back, and then you can just set it loose on the rest of the list. But I would recommend just doing a percentage of that list first, just so you can monitor the conversations quite easily and making sure that nothing's breaking. But then, yeah, then you just add campaign to workflow, and then that's all good to go. So, yeah, guys, thanks so much for staying around. Hopefully you've got a brand new bot that's working. It's going to blow the socks off your clients. We're seeing a lot of success over in our Roya group. So once you've started to get a few clients, if you want to jump into Roya, then just give me or any of the team a DM or a message. So I think it's me, Graham Connolly, Gavin Miles, Dan Wardrobe, or Natalie Otley. DM us in school and just let us know you're interested, and then we can tell you the next steps. But yeah, guys, go out, enjoy this bot. Hopefully it all works out well for you, and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. And thanks for getting through the end of that video to the point where now you're hopefully have got it built and you've got everything tied together and you've got real confidence in what you're selling to our potential clients now. We've got two other bits of training for you, okay, which are going to complement what you've just done the first 3 days. The first is a bonus video on how to get coffee dates the old school way. If there's one thing I've learned in the last kind of 2 or 3 years as kind of technology is just going like that, is that money makes us lazy, right? We start paying for LinkedIn Navigator. We start paying for automation tools. We start paying for third-party scraping software, all this type of stuff. We try and spin messages and use AI to do all that stuff. It works, right? Of course it works. But the old school way with no costs at all to reach out and start getting on coffee dates is actually really, really easy to do because our offer is so strong, okay? Money makes us lazy and you don't need all of these tools just now to get started, okay? Just watch that video, get going. In day two yesterday, we did a lot on how to demo without building anything, but you need clients to demo to, right? So this is what the first video is for, the bonus training, which is called How to Get Coffee Dates the Old School Way. Okay, the second bit of training is for more people that are kind of brand new to this. They haven't got an agency. They're maybe starting a side hustle or finally fired their boss, whatever that might be. You're going to need a website in order to kind of tell people what you do. We've got you back here as well. We've written all the copy. We've got it all in a simple snapshot, which you can kind of download and get it implemented for your own, on your own domain, URL, whatever you want. And it's pretty much good to go and pretty easy to do. All right. So that's for you. That's a second bonus. There's one thing, final thing I would like to add. If you are one of my high level affiliates and you've signed up under my link, then there's a link in the description below, which has all of the type of extra perks and bonuses that you get. All right. So that is including cool stuff like Soho House summer parties. We've got Flexbox to use on future purchases. We've got case studies that you can use and white label. There's all sorts of cool stuff there that you're going to really find valuable and useful. And it's going to really help you grow your agency faster and also have a bit of fun with us along the way. All right. So there's a link below in the description box, as well as other resources you're going to need to get this done. All right. So with that, I guess it's pretty much done. I'm finished in this Prince Charming challenge. As I said before in the video, head on over to the AAA Ninjas, the AI Automation Ninjas school group, and you're going to be able to jump in there and get support, introduce yourself, collaborate, do JVs, find people to help you with tech, find tech people you can help with sales, all of that type of cool stuff, right? I'd love to see you in there. I'd love to say hi. DM me personally. I always get back personally. So yeah, I'd love to chat. Otherwise, best of luck and speak soon.